Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley coming at you with a special surprise. You know, I told you that my old mouse is dead, and I got this Rival 3 wireless. And it's supposed to be the best gaming mouse according to IGN. Of course, I don't know how, you know, much I take their opinion. But it's a nice little mouse, and it might have a little bit louder of a clicker. So if that tends to be a hassle, let me know, and I guess I might have to go get something else. It was only $30, but, you know, if there's a quieter mouse, I can try it. Of course, I'd have to click every single one of the mouses to see which one would be best, and you can't really do that. Anyway, we'll take it from here and see how this works. Oh, by the way, I figured out what I was supposed to do. Elizabeth. Morning.
Good morning.
How's work?
Good, I guess. And how come you're asking? He never asks me about work.
You look stressed out today. Plus, you started drinking.
Oh, that. Don't worry about it. I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, but thanks for asking.
I could try talking to her again later tonight. Okay, cool. So we're gonna fast forward real quick tonight.
What are you doing up so late?
I couldn't fall asleep. She seems a bit drunk.
Tomorrow's a school day. You should go to bed.
Okay. Mind if I keep you company for a while?
Fine, but not for too long.
She sits down next to you. Gulp, why are you up so late anyway? This nightgown is practically see-through.
I thought I'd watch a movie and treat myself to a glass of wine. You want some?
What? Seriously?
I'm joking.
That's a shame.
You really want some?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess one glass won't kill you. Do you mind bringing a bottle and two glasses?
Sure thing. She's letting me drink with her? Nice. You go over to the fridge. There you see only one, almost empty, bottle of wine. You grab the nearly empty bottle and two glasses before going back to the living room. She sure looks hot in that nightgown. You sit down next to her while she pours you and herself a drink.
Here you go.
Thanks.
So, wanna watch a movie with me?
Hold on. I'm actually gonna look at the walkthrough now. Sure, why not?
I must say, I miss this.
Huh?
Spending some time with you. I barely see you lately.
I'm here now. I didn't know she feels that way.
What do you want to watch?
You can pick.
How about a horror movie? I've heard Slender Man is supposed to be good. At least that's what a colleague from work said.
Sure, I've heard it sucks and it doesn't follow the lore at all. 20 minutes into the movie.
Is there any more wine?
I think this was the last bottle.
That's a shame. This movie's boring, and I'm getting sleepy. I think I'll head off to bed.
What? Already?
Yeah, sorry. But we should do this again sometime. I mean, if you'd like to.
Of course.
Don't stay up too late.
Your mother goes upstairs. That's not my mother. I wonder if she'd have stayed longer if we watched something else. Also, I should buy another bottle of wine just in case. A new location is open on the town map. There might be useful things there, so be sure to check it out. Okay, cool. We're no longer stuck. The store is closed right now, though. Yeah. School? No. Alright. Wow, it's the same store from acting lessons. And that other game. They use this store a lot in AVNs. They really do. It's a very common store in the AVN world. Gotta call it AVN Mart. How about that? He is also a lifeguard. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Grim, what's up? Still working two jobs, I see. Yeah, you know how life is. Safe in your hands, I hope. Saved any lives lately? I wish. The pool that I'm working on is more of a puddle. Haha, why do they need a lifeguard there? See, it's a kid's pool, so at least there's a lot of MILFs. Oh, now I get it. Mickey, you sly dog. I don't complain. You should come visit sometimes. I could get you in for free. I might take you up on that. Anytime. Listen, Mickey, I need a favor. Anything, Grim. Could you sell me a bottle of wine? Oh shit, Grim, you know I can't sell you that. Personally, I don't care that you're not 21 and I'd sell it to you no problem. But there's cameras all around. My damn manager always checks the tapes. If he saw me selling you wine, he'd fire me right away, and I really need this job. Damn, that's a shame. I'm really sorry. I get it, no problem. I'm sorry for asking and putting you on the spot. You don't have to apologize, Grim. What do I do now? Hey, I've got an idea. Mickey? Yeah? You like working here? Nah, man. I'd much rather only work as a lifeguard and watch all those sexy MILFs in their swimsuits. But I just don't have enough money to do only that. What if I could get you a shit ton of money? Would you sell me the wine then? Oh man, you don't have to rob a bank for me, but yeah, if you could quit here, I'd sell you the bottle. I don't need to rob a bank. All I need to do is win the lottery. You sell lottery tickets, right? That's nice of you, but I can't let you throw your money into the wind, which is true with most lotteries. Some people say, well, Grim, I won $1,000. I won $5 million. Okay, you got fucking lucky. Congratulations. Most people don't. You have a better chance of getting struck by lightning 6 times in one day than winning the lottery. Damn! Don't worry about it. How much are the tickets? $10. God damn. But I can't let you spend your money on that, and even if you won, I couldn't take the money. Besides, the lottery draws tomorrow. Shit, that won't work. That's what I've been telling you. Okay, do you have those scratch-off tickets then? Those are even worse. I do, but that's an even bigger scam. I won't let you spend your money on that just so you can help me. Yeah, Mickey, you're right. Just out of curiosity, what's the most I can win, and is the payout instant? I think the most you can win is $50,000. Well, goddamn! That's a lot of money from a fucking scratch-off. However, we only pay out $500 max. If you win more, you gotta call the lottery guys. Trust me, in the last 8 years I've been working here, no one has won more than $1,000. That's still money you didn't have, right? Also, that was one person 5 years ago. Got it. Thanks for the warning. Don't mention it. Can I help you with anything else? Nah, that's it. Thanks and bye. Sorry I couldn't be more help. Bye. He won't let me buy the scratch-off tickets today since he knows it's for him. I should come back again tomorrow. He really is a good guy. Again, if the clicking is too much, let me know. It shouldn't be that bad. Feeling angry? A car alarm waking you up every morning? Now for just $9.99, go fuck yourself. Should reset the day and talk to him again. Well, that's what we're going to do. Also, the music is a little low. One of the guys at GOG actually fixed that. He sent me a link for all the fixed files. But since we're so close to the end of Lust Theory, I don't think it's necessary for me to go ahead and put them in. Because we're very, very close to the end of this game now. Once we get done with Elizabeth's path, we won't have too much left to do since we've pretty much finished everybody's path. Hey, Mickey. Hi, Grim, what's up? You got scratch-off tickets? Listen, Mickey, I need a favor. Could you sell me scratch-off tickets? I can, but I gotta warn you that it's a scam. Barely anyone wins any money on that. I know, but I'd still like to try my luck. You need money for something? I don't have much, but I can borrow you some. Nah, Mickey, but thanks. I just feel like playing a few tickets. Seriously, I'll borrow you money if you need it. Again, thanks, but I just want to have some fun, you know, the adrenaline rush. Okay, Grim, but don't get addicted. I never forgive myself. Don't worry, I won't. What a good guy. Like, this guy is like the Good Samaritan, literally, like the model Christian guy. You don't want to do that. It's a bad thing. Like, he's Mr. Morals. Like, I got a lot of respect for them, but, you know, I'm just a little bit, I guess, more of a... I guess not so moralistic. I wouldn't be playing this game, I guess. Oh, the porn is so bad for you. You've got to stop that. Oh, you shouldn't be smoking. What are you doing drinking? Ah, oh, premarital sex. How dare ye? How many tickets can I get for $100? One is $5, so 20. You sure you want to spend so much? Yeah, can I pick? Sure thing. Wow, there's like 1,000 of them. Hopefully one is a winner. And luckily, I have all the time in the world. You spent the 4 days searching for the winning ticket. Until finally. Yes, woo! Mickey, I won! What? I won $40,000! $40,000! Holy shit, Grim, congratulations! I can't believe it, actually, I can. No one ever won that much, ever! I told you I feel lucky. And I never would have won it if it weren't for you! No, that's all you. Come on, Mickey, don't be like that. You sold the golden ticket to me. Yeah, but I won't hear it. I'm giving you half of the money. No, Grim, you can't do that. I can and I will! Are you sure? Absolutely. Here, you take the ticket and cash it out. I don't know if I can accept this. Sure you can. I don't know what to do with that much money anyway. What am I gonna do with all my money? Thank you so much, Grim. I can finally quit this shitty job. And you can sell me a bottle of wine. What? To celebrate. No, I can't sell it to you. What? I'll give it to you for free. Do you want 2, 3, 4, all of them? One will be just fine. I'll go get it right away. He goes in the back and gets you a bottle of wine. Want to drink it now? Nah, you should go cash in that ticket. Okay, but we won't get the money until tomorrow, probably, since it's such a big sum. Yeah, probably. You just call me tomorrow when you get the money. You have my number, right? Yeah, I do. I'll call you first thing. Awesome. See you tomorrow, then. See ya, and thank you again. You're the best person in the world. Bye. But am I? The day will just reset and he won't get a penny. You exit the store. Well, I'll be damned. Alright.
What are you doing up so late?
I couldn't fall asleep.
Tomorrow's a school day. You should go to bed.
Mind if I keep you company for a while?
Fine, but not for too long.
She sits down next to you. Why are you up so late anyway?
I thought I'd watch a movie and treat myself to a glass of wine. You want some?
What, seriously?
I'm joking,
that's a shame. Okay, we're not gonna go back through that.
I guess one glass. Do you mind?
You grab the nearly empty bottle and 2 glasses before going back to the living room. Yep, still looking hot in the nightgown. Alright.
Here you go.
Okay, you get that.
So, wanna...
Yeah, we watch a movie.
I must say, I miss this. Spending some time with you. I barely see you lately.
I'm here now.
What do you want to watch?
It says romantic comedy.
You want to watch a rom-com?
Why not?
Okay, okay. I didn't say anything.
20 minutes into the movie, you slowly doze off. If I could choose... Oh, no, that's not good.
Okay, you...
You can pick.
How about a horror movie? I've heard Slender...
Okay, hold on.
Is there any more wine?
Yep.
You mind bringing it? This movie is so boring. I don't think... I won't last another minute unless I get another drink.
Sure, I'll go get the bottle. Your sentences don't make much sense.
Aw, you're such a sweetheart. Come give me a kiss.
She kisses you on the cheek. You can feel her boobs pressing against your chest. Shit, I got an erection. Why can they do with them buildings? Big, tall buildings. Thank God, it's nighttime. She won't be able to see it, hopefully. You go over to the fridge and bring another bottle.
Wow, that's some fancy wine. I don't even remember buying it.
It was tucked away in the back of the fridge. You probably forgot about it.
Probably.
She pours herself another glass and you continue watching the movie. She kept pouring herself one glass after another. 60 minutes into the movie, you look over towards your mother. Did you fall asleep? Mother? 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 I think she passed out. She's been drinking since she got back from work. She must have blacked out. Fuck, that nightgown's killing me. I've had an erection since that kiss. I barely watched the movie. And now she passed out. What should I do? Take off your pants and slowly start stroking your cock while watching your passed out mother. Not a thing to do, but unbeknownst to you, the sound of you taking your pants off, it was loud enough to wake your mother up.
What's going...
Immediately she notices what you're doing.
Oh my God, is he jacking off?
Still not opening your eyes, your mother tries thinking of what to do.
What am I supposed to do now?
Too uncomfortable to move, your mother just keeps pretending to sleep.
Why is he doing this? How far is he going to take it? Now I'm kind of curious.
Said no one ever in the real world. This is fantasy land. How could any normal man keep his hand off his cock under these circumstances? She's so fucking hot, I can't help it. Her boobs are so juicy. They're about to fall out. Gotta be careful not to wake her up. Oh, there's some animations here. After carefully moving her nightgown, you expose her nipple.
Oh, God. What if he tries... This is too weird.
Despite being a bit uncomfortable, she continues pretending to sleep out of pure curiosity. And some alcohol. Working carefully, you expose her other breast. Just as I thought, her tits are a work of art. Her nipples are just asking to be sucked. But that might wake her up. I better not push my luck for now, although she already is awake. You continue rubbing your cock. What if she wakes up and catches me jacking off? I almost wish that she would. Pumping your cock even harder and soon slip over the edge. You step forward and spray your mother's body with cum. Oof, not a great look, mate. Her tits were in the line of fire and took most of it. The rest of it falls on her body and one shot even lands onto her panties.
He came all over me.
Came, he saw, he conquered. Holy, I don't think I've ever shot a bigger load. The adrenaline in your bloodstream reaches a normal level. As it does, the inevitable shame wells up. Shit, what did I do? I came all over my mother. Should I clean her up? No, that might wake her up. I might better just go to bed and wait for the day to reset.
I thought he was going
to
take things even further. Oh, well.
Hopefully she won't wake up in the meantime. You go to your room. Can't believe I did that. But then again, who cares? The day will reset and it'll be like it never happened. The shame you felt quickly passes as you picture your mother's boobs covered in cum. Soon your cocks rock hard again. I should try this again, and I can try going further. Even if she wakes up, the day is about to restart, so who cares? You jack off one more time, thinking of mother's cum-covered body before falling asleep.
Ugh, disgusting.
If I could choose between waking up to this and being stabbed, it said that a lot. All right. Going for more debauchery. The Lord is not pleased. You repeat everything until your mother passes out and without you realizing wakes up. Still, just like last time, she's curious enough not to do or say anything. Okay, she's out. What should I do? Click on different parts of her clothing to take them off. What? Oh, neato. I get to click on things. Click. This will never get old. She has such beautiful nipples. I'm hard already. Hopefully she won't wake up. Maybe I should leave that for later. Nightgown. What a sight. Carefully take off the nightgown, leaving her completely topless. I can't believe this didn't wake her up. She's so blackout drunk, I can practically do anything to her. Definitely not an invitation, folks. I'm so fucking dead if she wakes up, but I can't help myself. Her boobs are so massive. I'm so horny, my cock's about to explode without even touching it. You gently squeeze her boobs together. I wish my cock was between them. Suddenly, your mother stirs in her sleep. You quickly move your hands away. After a little moving, she lies down on her back. Well? Fuck, I almost jumped out of my skin. Your cock's still rock hard. Just look at her lying there, all exposed. She's so hot. I need to see her pussy. Okay. You ever so slowly pull her panties off, making sure she doesn't wake up. She's now lying completely naked in front of you. The full moon's giving you just enough light to see her perfect naked body. Her pussy is cleanly shaven and looks tight considering her age. In her unconscious state, she's at your mercy. You start masturbating over her naked, exposed body. And soon after, I'm gonna come! Click where you wanna come. Don't stress about missing content. You can use the rollback function to try different options. Also, you can always relive this scene with the Relive app on your phone. Feet. Vagina. Chest. Feet. Vagina. Chest. Eeny, meeny, mighty, moe. Let's try that. Eeny, meeny, mighty, moe. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Well, you move over, standing directly above her pussy.
He's not actually gonna do it.
Cum starts shooting out of your cock, covering your mother's pussy with your hot cum.
I can't believe he came all over my pussy. It's warm.
Damn, she looks so freaking hot covered in my cum. I better go to my room. So hard asleep she didn't even flinch, or so you think. This opens more possibilities. Why settle for jacking off when there's so many other possibilities? For even more debauchery! Not long after you go to sleep. So I tell you, the Lord, he's even more displeased. Shit, piss, fuck, Shit, piss, fuck, cut! Cocksucker, motherfucker, tit, fart, turd, and twat. God damn, that's a lot of fucking words there. Man, I even added some words into that, didn't I? Good Lord. You are... I guess this is a fetish for some people, but it's not something I'd ever do with somebody that is, you know, under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Because I've actually had that situation. I think I've talked about that before. Where there was a young woman who got drunk and tried to mess with me. And she was stupidly drunk. She was also underage. She had no reason to be drinking. And she kept trying to want to do something. And I pushed her off. I said, no, this is not going to happen. I said, you go on that couch and you lay down. You go to sleep. Like, but I don't care. That woman followed me around for years and years and years. And another kid. She always had another kid. So they went to Mexico. That's the thing. And I don't know what the hell ages are, but they didn't fucking matter. Because she came back with a Mexican boyfriend, a bunch of kids, and all this other shit. And I'm like, well, she was going to get rammed by someone anyway. But, you know, at least it wasn't me. Because they always said, what was it, 15 to get you 20. And nope, that wasn't going to happen with me. I think I was either, I was 20-something at the time, I think it was, 18, 20. Yeah, I wasn't old, but I wasn't young either, so I wasn't going to take advantage of that. And neither should you. Y'all shouldn't take advantage of people like that. Again, this is a long, long time ago. This is 25 years ago. That girl, she's now had a woman, she's now had a hysterectomy. She's got 5 or 6 kids. And told me, well, it's just me and the kids now. That's it. That's all that's left. I mean, she had several boyfriends. Husband. Well, no, never had a husband. All these boyfriends, though. It is what it is. That's what happens. Do everything the same way until your mother passes out, lies down on her back. Like every time you manage to wake her up. Curious what would happen, she's decided to pretend she's sleeping like last time. I love this whole day repeating situation. Even if I do perverted stuff, it's like it never happened. I never do this otherwise. Just to look at her so exposed and I'm hard already. I'm feeling a bit more confident that she won't wake up. I'm gonna try some riskier things. You gently press the tip of your cock against your mother's side boob.
What's he?
It's a so pervy. This is what I'm doing. It feels wrong, but at the same time, so good. Yeah, I don't know about that. In grindhouse land, I guess. You continue gently poking her side boob with your cock. My cock touching mother's boob, just the thought makes me want to come. And I'm actually doing it right now.
He's poking my boob?
You grab your dick and press it against your nipple. Her nipple, not your nipple. That would be really, like, you'd have to have a really long dick to press it up against your nipple. I think it's getting harder.
Is that his?
Yes, I can feel it. It's rock hard. Fuck, this is hot. You rub your cock around her nipple. He's really got to do something about how dark that is. I mean, that's like a hypothermia, dick.
I can't believe this is actually turning me on.
She really likes this, it seems. Fuck it, I can't take it any longer. I have to put my cock between those beautiful tits. Carefully, you climb on top of her, resting your dick between your mother's tits. You gently grab her boobs and slowly squeeze them around your cock.
Cock between my boobs? And he's so big.
Softly moving them up and down. Is this heaven or what? You like getting your tits fucked, don't you, mother? Your big tits wrapped around my cock. I can't take it much longer. I can't either. This is getting crazy. This is like some Ed Gein shit. If I keep going, I'm gonna come all over a juicy tits. Try something else. You get off her. I wanna try some more stuff before I come. Feet? Lift up your mother's leg and press your cock against her feet. This is so pervy what I'm doing.
I didn't know he's into this.
Her feet are so soft. You start moving, slowly grinding your cock against her feet. I'm not really a feet person, but I know people that are. This feels so good. Fuck, I can't take it any longer. I have to put my cock between her feet. You lift both legs up and put your dick in between her feet. This is so hot. And start moving again. Fuck, this is hot. Holy shit, I'm so hard right now. You like getting your feet fucked, don't you, mother? Oh my god. I can't take it much longer. If I continue, I'm gonna come all over her beautiful, soft feet. Try something else. I'm not comfortable enough to go that far. I should leave this for another time. You get back on top of her, put your dick in her cleavage, and slowly start moving her big tits. As before, she keeps pretending to be asleep. I can't take it much longer. If I continue, I'm gonna come all over her juicy tits. Come. You pass the point of no return and start moving faster, not caring at this point if she wakes up.
How can you think I'm still asleep?
Cum builds up in your balls. Shit, I'm gonna come all over mother's boobs. Shot after shot, you spray your boobs with your cum.
It came all over my chest. That's so hot.
Better get out of here before she wakes up. You go to your room. Now I wonder what would happen if I got her super horny when she's asleep and then woke her up. She'll be drunk and horny. Maybe she'll be complicit and decide to give me the full treatment. It's super risky, but only one way to find out. Oh, got sexual experience plus one. Fucking alarm. We got one more on this. But we can do Ellie's thing now. You do everything the same way until your mother passes out, lies down on her back. Like every time you manage to wake her up. More curious than embarrassed, she keeps pretending to be in sleep. Now let's get her as horny as possible. Maybe I should focus on something else. What am I supposed to tickle her into horniness? Shit, this is so risky. You slowly spread her legs apart. Revealing her beautifully clean, shaven pussy.
I can't believe he's looking at my...
Nope, I still can't believe I'm actually doing this. Your cock gets hard as a baseball bat. Ugh. Please do not do what's his name did, you know. The man whose name we won't even talk about. What should I do next? You gently press your finger against her clit.
I can feel his finger touching my clit.
The sauna chew guy. Ugh. I can feel... Yeah. And slowly start moving your finger.
Oh my. This feels...
Wrong. Rubbing her clit.
This feels so...
Her pussy is so fucking soft. She lets out a soft moan.
Fuck. There's no way he didn't hear that.
I knew you'd like it, slut. Ooh. That's probably not... You continue rubbing her clit a bit harder.
This feels too good. I can't hold it.
Her clit feels much harder.
I can't believe it made me this horny.
Let's try something else. Placing your fingers on the lips of her pussy.
Is he gonna finger me?
Finger bang bang. And slowly spreading them. You reveal just how wet your mother's pussy really is.
Am I really letting this happen?
Ugh, God, disgusting. But it is just pixels. You know, that's just a dad's 3D model. Fuck, this is hot. You continue opening and closing her soft pussy lips. Looks like this made her hornier. Let's proceed. You place a finger at the entrance of her pussy. Without any resistance, your finger slides right inside your mother.
Ugh. Fuck! His finger is inside me!
I can't believe that she got this wet. Her pussy feels so fucking hot. I can't wait to get my cock inside her. She seems to be enjoying this. Don't worry, I'll take good care of you. Pushing a second finger in her pussy. You continue fingering her, amazed at how much she was overflowing with juices.
This is getting out of hand. Maybe I should stop this.
But how? Soon it starts making squishing sounds.
Fuck. I gotta hurry up. Or he's gonna make me come. I can't just tell him to stop. No fucking way am I letting him know I was awake this whole time. Wait. I have an idea. Jeff.
As she says those words, you panic and pull out your fingers out of her pussy. Fuck, did she wake up?
I knew this would work.
Phew, she's still asleep. She said his name. I thought she was over him. I mean, it is all kind of fresh for her. I don't want to think about that now. Let's continue. But fuck, what if she wakes up? Maybe it would be smarter not to fuck her tonight. Yeah, I can still have some fun with her beautiful body. Getting on your knees, you press the tip of your dick against her clit.
Huh? I thought that he'd give up.
Simulating both her clit and your cock.
He's rubbing his cock against my pussy? Why is this so hot? He's my...
I can't believe I'm touching her pussy with my cock. It feels so fucking good. And I think she likes it too. Fuck it, I have to try something else. You place the tip of your cock at the entrance of her pussy.
Oh my god. Is he actually gonna put it in?
I just have to be careful that she doesn't wake up. Gently pushing forward.
I'm so turned on. I don't want to stop him.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to do that. Half a tip of your cock easily slides inside her. It's just the tip.
It's inside. Just the tip. But still.
She won't wake up. You continue moving a bit faster. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. I was like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. You move your cock a few inches back and start spraying. Ugh. It is what it is, folks. Shot after shot. And full of cum. Some of it might have even landed inside her.
He actually came all over my pussy. That's a shame. I was kind of hoping it would last longer.
What a sight. Her pussy covered in my cum. Fuck it, tomorrow I'm sticking it in, and I have a perfect plan to do it. You go to bed and shortly after fall asleep. Think I'm starting to get used to this. Wait, no, I'm not. Fucking alarm. Okay. So, let's do this. I think that's gonna be it. You do everything the same way too. She passes out, lies down on her back, like every time you manage to wake her up. More curious than embarrassed, she keeps pretending to be asleep. Again, you spread her legs. I'll never get bored looking at her beautiful pussy. Hopefully this won't wake her up. Like every time before this one, if you only knew. You bend her legs, giving you a perfect look at her pussy. Leaning your leaning your rock-hard cock against her pussy.
Is that his cock?
You start grinding your cock against her soft, wet lips.
God, it is. He's grinding it against me. Feels kind of good. Fuck! That came out loud.
I know you love it. You haven't had a dick this close to your pussy in a long time, haven't you? Moving faster now.
Maybe I should try stopping this. Jeff.
This time you don't even flinch. You just continue rubbing your cock against her pussy. You can feel cum building up in your balls.
I thought that if I said Jeff's name, he would panic and stop.
Nope.
Although, do I really want him to stop?
I'm not gonna come so fast this time. Trying to make this last, you move away.
Huh? What's going on? Did it actually work?
And you start slowly stroking your cock with one hand and fingering her pussy with the other.
Oh, he's fingering me now. His fingers feel so good inside my wet pussy.
Voice like candy really is amazing. The way she reads those lines, just fucking incredible. Now for my master plan. The day resets at 3:15. I'll just try to get her as horny as possible while edging myself until it's 3:14. And then in the last minute, I'll stick my dick inside her and see if she wakes up. And then if she does wake up, I'll see what her reaction will be. Good or bad, the day will reset a few seconds later. So if it's a bad reaction, it won't matter. And if it's good, that opens up a lot of possibilities. I just have to be careful not to come. But it won't be easy, but it's a good 1 hour of practice. Sometime later. Finally, 3:14, it's time. My god, he did that for a while. I can't wait to shove it in. My balls hurt from this much edging. You pull out your soaked fingers out of her pussy.
Why is he stopping this time? I was so close to coming.
She's so horny from this much foreplay. Her pussy is contracting and relaxing on her own, expecting a big hard cock to fill her up. And that's exactly what she's about to receive. You press the tip of your cock at the entrance of your mother's cock-craving pussy.
Is that his...
It slid right in.
Oh my, he's inside me.
Hold on, I'm not even really sure what I'm supposed to do here. You have to be careful in some of these. You can always Because I was saying balls deep, and then they're slow, and... I have to look. It's gonna be a bit. Just give me a second, guys. Alright, here we go. You can pick either option. I can't take it any fucking longer. You pull your way forward, sinking your cock balls deep inside her pussy. That woke her up. Instantly your balls contract.
Fuck! You pushed it all the way inside. I should really stop this immediately. As much as I don't want to, I'll act like I just woke up and pretend to be shocked. What? What's...
With your cock still balls deep inside her, you start shooting your thick cum directly into her womb.
What are you doing? You're coming inside me. Can't let him suspect anything.
Ah, yes, take it. Take my cum. You're still coming inside her. This is one of the biggest orgasms of your life. Her womb and pussy are filled up to the brim so much that some of the cum starts oozing out from the sides.
You're crazy. How could...
I chop off my left testicle, if only this didn't wake me up each time. Well, I don't think mother was too happy to see that I came inside her, even though she was horny. Good thing I waited to the last minute. And she mentioned Jeff in her sleep when I was touching her. I'll need her to say my name. Maybe she won't be that angry then. But how do I get her to do that? Maybe if I talk to her some more during the day. Okay, so there's a lot more to Elizabeth's story here. And we'll just have to... Alright. Okay, so we're getting really, really close to the end of the game now. There's just a few more things I'll try, but next time when we do more Lust Epidemic, I'll have that ready for you guys. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Epidemic. Stay tuned. Not Lust Epidemic. Why did I say Lust Epidemic? That's for later. By the way, I got the new mouse, so we can definitely play that. Of course, you're going to hear a lot more clicking, probably. I don't know if you guys mind that. Again, let me know in the comments if that's a fucking killer for you. Because I got a new mouse, it's pretty badass, and I don't want it to just, like, be an annoyance. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory Season 1. As we move closer and closer to the massive Season 2. And by the way, I just downloaded that. That shit was fucking 20-something, was 30 gigs. That's just the install files. I don't know how big that shit is, but Returning to Mia was 17.8 gigs. And this one's even larger than that. It's a long fucking game. It's a huge fucking game. So... we'll be playing that for a while. I mean, 3 may exist, but 3 is going to take a long time to get ready. I mean, it's still in the beta. So I'm not even worried about 3 yet. But at any rate, we'll see you guys next time. I'm out.